Good evening, Moulton. Donald Barber here. I'm really happy to be back, and I want to thank you very much for your support in the last year, rather the last election. It was very heartening. I did very well in Moulton. And tonight, I have a very nice politically correct speech. What happened last night is totally unacceptable. Candidates were forced out of a debate with the mayor in the sixth largest city in Canada in a democracy because we wouldn't sign contracts that effectively muzzle us. We wouldn't sign away our democratic rights that so many people have died for. And I'm not just talking Canadians. I look out on this audience and I see people from every part of the world. And that is quite true, that the human race has been fighting a battle for freedom and rights everywhere. And we're losing it in Mississauga. And we're losing it to a person who is in front of a judicial inquiry. And I want to emphasize something here. The person at the top sets the tone for the rest of the institution. The corporation of the city of Mississauga is well known for lies and deceptions. I deal with it almost constantly, with people coming to me with complaints about abuse of power, and that city security has a record number of bans from properties. And I've even seen lawyers, city lawyers, standing in front of the judges lying. It is an epidemic. And what does it else mean? Your taxes go up. Hazel McCallion has made her reputation on good financial behavior, right? She admits we're going into debt next year. How is this possible? It's because it was wrong from day one. So what we had yesterday was an event designed to make sure that Hazel McCallion gets reelected by any means possible. Now I've got the video of being rejected at the door and four other candidates involved. And you can actually see this on YouTube. You can actually see it on YouTube where Hazel McCallion says, "I'm out to get her." The list goes on and on. More importantly, do not leave without one of these. It has my website on it. You can find the information. You can find where Hazel McCallion, from day one, was a developer in Mississauga, and she was hiding it. She was here to make profit off of you folks. And she has done a wonderful job of hiding it until recently. It's unfortunate, but these things do happen. And if we are going to change this city to the better, we have to get rid of the incumbents and the people that actually say they work with the Mississauga and have a great deal to do with it. And also, people like Dave Cook, who said he saw nothing wrong with the debate last night. Nothing wrong with it. Except, of course, the candidates who wanted to be there, and have traditionally been there, were shut out of it because they just couldn't stomach it. It was a moral and ethical issue not to sign those documents to muzzle us, and then we wouldn't even be allowed in the room to witness it. That is totally unacceptable. That is even worse than third world. Now, I've taken a lot of time to go on about this because it's extremely important. When you have the person at the top dictating such unfortunate things to the rest of the staff, you never get anywhere. I do have a lot of policies for transit, which the media have supported. I have a lot of very good ideas, but the most important one is accountability, to make sure that people are meaningfully involved and that you don't get screwed around arbitrarily by your councillors, your mayor, or anyone in City Hall. I want to make sure that you can live in this city and never fear and look over your shoulder. Thank you very much, and do consider my voting for Donald Barber. Check out the information. Tell everybody you know about this. There is a moral and ethical issue here like we have never faced before. Thank you very much.